Good evening, everyone. Today I'm going to present you my research revisiting fear in public spaces, women's experience of fear in MRT space in Taipei. And the tube is a public rapid transit system which is called the mass rapid transit in Taipei. There are two different carriage sizes in MRT, a medium and a large capacity. And a few years ago, the first medium capacity carriage for the MRT was built. And because of the smaller carriage, people were squashed together and women were more likely to encounter sexual harassment. So media discussion secondly took place. And so due to this discussion, and in order to understand women's fear while they traveling in MRT, so the core issue of this study will explore the fear of women when they're using Taipei MRT. So Pam mentioned that in 1997, women often restrict themselves from visiting certain urban areas due to fear for their safety. And Valentine also mentioned that in 1992, some women feel safer when taking public transport because they feel isolated when they drive on their own. But public transport usually involves traveling with other people. And this is the source of women's fear of public spaces. The first source is through family. When they grown up in a home with sexual division of labor, which usually teach them to seek protection from a male when traveling away from the home. And the second source is through own experience. If they have already experienced fear outside their home, they will be more fearful of having a similar experience again. And the third source is through media. The media's spread of crime news, which cause women to fear more. And the last source is through social contacts. When they talk or discuss their fear or experience to their friend, coworker, or neighbor, which leads to an increase in their fear of public spaces. And here is the research data. In this research, six people in Taipei, aged from 24 to 53, were interviewed. And their occupation includes students, administrator, waitresses, sales staff, and factory workers. And each member took part in this research was interviewed separately in a semi-structured form, and the data was then summarized. After is the initial finding of this research. Part A deal with women's fear in Taipei MRT space, and part B deal with the source of their fear. And this is the statistic of women's fear in public places. We can see that 67% of this tested thinks public spaces are more dangerous than private spaces. And while sorting this data of six members tested, I found that there were six main factors which contribute to women's fear of public spaces, which are distant away from other people, fear of being watched, alone in the dark, density of population, enclosed spaces, and unfamiliar environment. So the data proved that people were the cause of fear in two of these factors, and through the environment in four factors. But when I questioned them further, it became clear that two of the environmental factors were in fact caused by the fear of people. So people were the cause of fear in four of this factor and through the environment in two factors. And this is the interview record. The original language is Chinese, and I just translate into English. Here are the statistics of the key factors that cause women's fear in public spaces. 100% of the people tested through distance away from other people, fear of being watched and the dog made them feel afraid in public spaces. And 50% of the people tested feared being watched by men. Some interviews also mentioned that being in public spaces in male company could make them feel pressure and worry. But a man accompanied with his family, baby, or a female made them feel safer. This is one interviewee mentioned that in the during the interview. And in the interview, the tester mentioned that certain people who loiter or behave badly in the dark could cause women feel threatened. Here's the statistic of the source of women's fear in public spaces. And social context was the most affected source of women's fear in public space at 83%. And followed by media and family at 67%. They will feel more afraid after speaking about crime with their friends or coworker. During the interview, and they talked to me that they feel if they talk to someone who was not frightened by the crime, and they will feel that scared. So the interview verified that women who live in a family with more gender division had more fear of sexual violence in public spaces. And at the end of the test, it was indicated that no matter what happened in the MRT space or whatever kind of news they heard, this would not influence their willingness to take MRT or to go to the site of the crime incident. This is different than other research before. So the conclusion of this research is, first is there was a high connection between sexual division in the family and their fear of sexual harassment and sexual violence in MRT space. And the second is most of this factor which cause their fear in MRT could be improved by environmental design. And third is different habit and custom of women can cause different level of fear in public spaces, which I mentioned that before, they that won't affect their willingness to go to the space, public space. And the fourth one is women's fear of public spaces usually comes from their fear of crime, especially crimes that are committed by male. Following this research, the next research can focus on the level of fear in MRT space and how to improve women's fear through design environment. And that is what I'm doing now for my dissertation. So, thank you.